It's Mother's Day, that most hallmark of holidays. And if that's news to you, well, cookbooks are always a good fallback for the procrastinating offspring. Every year, 1,500 to 2,000 new cookbooks are published. Space on the cookbook shelf wasn't always so crowded, as Weekend Edition food commentator Bonnie Wolf explains.
My grandmother had one cookbook. I have one, maybe 200. Like many women of her generation, my grandmother depended on the Settlement Cookbook. It was published in 1903 by the Milwaukee Settlement House for Russian Jewish immigrants and subtitled The Way to a Man's Heart. The original Settlement Cookbook was not just a cookbook. It was a guide to being an American, with rules on proper dress for the kitchen and instructions on how to dust a room or how to make soap. The first chapter about food is on feeding infants and invalids. This is not the Barefoot Contessa. The Settlement Cookbook hardly dominated the marketplace, though. Through the 20th century, mothers and grandmothers paged through Betty Crocker, Better Homes and Gardens, Good Housekeeping, Fanny Farmer, Ladies' Home Journal, and, of course, The Joy of Cooking. They all taught young brides, let's not kid ourselves, we're talking pre-feminism, how to measure, how to substitute, and how to plan meals. They were guides, teachers, and friends. And for a long time, that was it, except for recipe cards, chats over the back fence, and collections from the local hospital volunteers or the Methodist Church. By the 1950s, regional cookbooks started making a place for themselves. My 91-year-old mother's favorite cookbook is still the Antoinette Pope School cookbook from Chicago. New Englanders grew up with the Romagnoli cookbooks. Knock Waxman owns Kitchen Arts and Letters, New York's legendary cookbook mecca. He says he regularly gets calls for both Pope and Romagnoli. People are comfortable with them. Then, in 1961, Craig Claiborne, Julia Child, and the editors of Gourmet magazine changed America's kitchen habits. The New York Times cookbook, Mastering the Art of French Cooking, and a transformed gourmet made cooking an end in itself. Home cooking became international cuisine, at least in some homes. Knock Waxman likens cooking to Sudoku. The kitchen experience has become a recreational challenge, not a relationship. Many of us still have our mother's or grandmother's Settlement Betty Crocker or Fanny Farmer cookbook. Their bindings are gone, the pages are stained with butter and flour, and the skeleton is held together with duct tape. We may not use them much, but just having them on the shelves, vying for space with the hundreds of others, is comfort all in itself.
Bonnie Wolf's book of essays, Talking with My Mouthful, will be published by St. Martin's Press this fall.